Welcome to the Beacon Way podcast, where your hosts, Jennifer Christensen and Adrian Wilkerson, talk shop about what really works in today's digital marketing world. As the co-founders of Beacon Media and Marketing, Jennifer and Adrian have been a part of digital marketing since its early stages in the mid-2000s. Tune in as they shine light on what works and what doesn't in the ever-changing world of digital marketing for small businesses.
Hello, we're excited to get to sit down and talk to you today. This is Adrian Wilkerson. I'm here with my business partner, Jennifer Christensen, and we're going to be talking more about recruitment marketing today and how you can use marketing and more than just marketing your company. So last week, we talked about the changes in digital marketing that we saw starting 10 years ago and how we're watching those exact same trends now happen with recruiting and culture development. So today we're going to talk about the solution. So Jen, I'm going to let you start and jump in because there's this whole unique place that we're in right now.
So I don't know how much you guys have done research on the adaption phases of new technology, but in the world of tech, there's generally considered like the very, very early adaption phase, the early adaption phase, which is next, the kind of like entire majority of culture then adapts, you know, and then the late adoption phase. And the most ideal place for any business to be in is not the extreme early adoption phase, but the next one, the early adoption phase, which is after about 5 to 10% of people have really pioneered a new tech or a new way of thinking or being. And that's the phase we're in right now with recruitment marketing, with combining basically marketing, recruitment, and culture all together. Adrian and I have lived this out. We were extreme early adapters in our city when we launched inbound marketing a little over 10 years ago. We probably wouldn't have been extreme early adapters in other places like San Francisco or Boston or, you know, across the country. But for Alaska, we were extreme early adapters. And the hard part about that is that when you're hitting something really early, your costs are going to be a lot higher. So for us, for example, there was no staff for us to hire that was trained to know what we were doing in our town or our city. So we had to, you know, stay up late at night, try to learn the information ourselves, and then train our staff during the day to be able to execute this new inbound marketing thing. That is not the case at all where we're at right now concerning recruitment, culture, and marketing. We're past that extreme early adoption phase where people have been experimenting, they've been doing stuff. There's enough best practices out there you can follow now. But the opportunity side is that you're still ahead of 90%. And so when you're competing in a market and you're trying to attract the best talent, and you know, that's the difference between often your business being extremely successful and not, having these tools that you can start to implement now is going to give you a massive head start. And as we'll talk about a little bit later, like, you know, save you money and even make your process of recruitment and working on your culture better and easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the really exciting part, like Jennifer mentioned now, is that if you jump in at this level, you have the opportunity to not just corner the market for your consumers, but potentially to corner the market for your talent that you're recruiting, especially if you happen to be recruiting or needing to recruit from areas that maybe are more in the tech market world. The tech market has been laying off people right, left, and every which way. And so there is some really amazing opportunities even right now to be able to recruit and pick up some people that are looking for jobs right now. If you're adapting and using some of these tools that we're going to be talking about, because these are really important to be able to leverage these to attract the right talent.
Yeah.
So Jennifer, give us some of the stats. Why we talked about the timing and why the timing is important, but how does this affect kind of some of the more logistical pieces of a company? How does this help their retention and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So the stats, there's a recent study by LinkedIn that is pretty powerful. And it's I think it has over 10,000 people that filled out the survey to make this study come. So it's really good detailed information that we can count on. So what the study basically looked at are multiple factors of how people were handling their recruiting. And if they were doing recruiting that was more along the lines of what we're talking about today, which is more about attracting the best talent through your brand, utilizing your marketing to actually attract people to want to work for you versus you just putting a job out there and hoping that the right person applies and go through that process. The first one that was like super fascinating to me is that when you recruit using this method, it actually has a 28% reduction in turnover. So to me, that means as an owner, okay, I'm actually getting the right person. I'm getting the person who wants to work for us, who understands our culture, who's attracted to that. And they're less likely to leave. They're actually coming in to work for our company with a purpose versus I'm just getting the next job. 28% is a huge, huge deal when you look at that at scale. The next stat, even more impressive, 50% less expensive to hire somebody using this attraction marketing model than the traditional model. And this one actually didn't surprise me as much because we talk with a lot of other business owners. They're paying huge recruitment fees to recruiters. They are spending a ton of money to try to put their ads out there to compete. They're also spending more money even in salary. Right. Because they are attracting people that are looking for just those pieces versus are they the people that are looking for a certain culture, right? Yeah. So those numbers are phenomenal, you guys, like 50%. Huge. I mean, that can change like the profitability of your business on a massive scale. Also 50% more applicants. Adrian and I have seen this as well, that when we moved to this model, our applicants just went through the roof, actually quite a bit higher than even 50%. But the average is 50% more qualified applicants. And then the last one is 1 to 2 times faster to hire. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me as well, based on our experience, that when you are attracting the right people, when you have more qualified applicants, just makes sense, right? You're going to be able to move through those at a much faster pace and get people onboarded because you're meeting people where they're at. It's the right person. They want to work for your culture and they're ready to get started. So yeah. I mean, those are even more phenomenal stats than when this inbound marketing really came out to compete against traditional advertising, you know, 10, 12 years ago. So yeah. These are pretty compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the best messages I feel like we have to share with our listeners today is we kind of touched on it last episode, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel to be able to do recruitment marketing and to continue to develop your culture through marketing. If you're already leveraging digital marketing and you're already kind of watching that sales funnel, then it really that translates over pretty seamlessly to the kind of marketing that you need to do for recruitment and culture. Jen, what do you have to add to that particular part?
Yeah, just that the inbound marketing funnel has been established over the last 10 years. And what we have seen that has worked really well to attract new clients is the same exact method that is working to attract new employees. And if you think about it, it makes sense, right? Like we're used to as a culture now being able to find information online. We're used to researching. We're used to already stalking people on their social company before you make a purchase and like trying to see, is this a legit company? Is this somebody I feel comfortable giving my money to? Well, even more important is, am I going to go work for them? Right. Mm-hmm. So basically like the same things that we've been doing now over the past 10 years, which is focusing on really making sure that your brand is transparent, removing barriers to do business with you, oversharing information online about your pricing, who you are, why you do what you do, what makes you different, giving good educational content to establish yourself as a thought leader. All of those things, which are part of the inbound marketing funnel, work extremely well when you're looking at that, when you're pointing that towards recruitment and culture. So basically same exact tactics, if you want to look at it that way, it's just a different persona. Mm-hmm. It's a different target that you're looking at. And so you have to think of using that funnel also for recruiting, not just for lead generation.
Absolutely. And so when you're looking at integrating these two pieces together in your marketing, some of the things that we talk about is you are going to be reaching different personas with the recruitment side than with the customer side. And so maybe talk to our readers a little bit about how do you integrate those two in your marketing strategy? Do you do multiple things on one day to multiple personas? Do you switch days? Does the channels vary?
What we suggest is not that you necessarily are going like back and forth between recruitment marketing and lead generation, but that you integrate it into your marketing plan. So it's being thoughtful about where is potential talent going to be researching and stalking you, right? So we know that Instagram is huge for them looking at company culture internally. So that's a great place to be for multiple reasons. That's a great place to be highlighting photos and videos and sharing your staff, you know, whether it's their birthdays or things that are going on with them or what we do. I mean, even sharing like staff quotes and things that they want to share as part of their experience. That's an outreach and part of your internal culture that you guys share internally. So now you're sharing it outwardly with your potential clients and with your potential talent. So Instagram is something that you can be using back and forth. Same with Facebook. Through LinkedIn, definitely establishing the leadership needs to be on LinkedIn. And there's been a big pushback to that. We understand that, you know, CEOs, CFOs are like, I have no time for this. I don't need to be on LinkedIn. But you know, you really do, because they are absolutely looking at the leadership of the company. Yeah. It are these people that I'm comfortable working for. And the same way that, you know, Adrian's like, we used to stalk everybody, we still do, applicants that are coming to work for us. You know, we look at their profiles, they're doing the same with us.
Absolutely.
And they are making judgment calls on whether they want to work for you. And a podcast. We've had some of our best staff have told us that they listened to our podcast and that was a determining factor of whether they wanted to work for our company or not. And a couple of them even reaching out to us because of that. So You've got multiple things here as far as different avenues. And it's not you trying to put a different face on it. It's not you having to like, okay, now I'm doing recruitment marketing. It's keeping in mind that the social channels that you have, that you're already operating in, that you're also attracting talent. You're not just attracting new leads.
Yeah, I'd
love using that. It for both.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up today and please come back and join us next week. We're going to get into some very specific tools and some very specific techniques. We're going to build on what Jennifer just introduced right there. And the exciting part is we're going to have some downloads that you guys can grab and get some examples as well. So we look forward to connecting with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Beacon Way. We hope you enjoyed it and had some good takeaways. Please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give us some stars on your podcast channel of choice. For more information, tips, and notes from the show, check us out at beaconmm.com. For more information on how Beacon can help market your business, email us at welcome@beaconmm.com.